Chapter 78. Jesse called Molly from the car and filled her in on what Hillary had told him about Rourke and his conversation with Spike. And he let her know that he'd seen Sonny.
"How did that go?" she said.
"Nothing to see here," he said. "Move along."
"Don't make me beat the details out of you when you get back."
"Deal."
"How did she look?"
"Like the Sonny you remember, just older."
"May I quote you?"
"May I bust you back to overnights?"
"No, you may not."
"Hey, Miles, I haven't spoken to Nellie since the fire. But if you talk to her before I do, don't tell her about Rourke. Let's keep the circle on that tight for the time being." Molly didn't tell Jesse that she had asked Nellie to stop by the station. She felt Nellie had a right to know what Molly had learned about Kevin Moore and Jack. Molly trusted her. On top of that, Nellie had gone out of her way to help them, had even taken a punch along the way, and nearly been abducted. Molly was going to make clear that what she was telling Nellie Schaffner was off the record. Molly was convinced that telling Nellie about Kevin and Jack was the decent thing to do. If Jesse got angry with her later about telling Nellie, Molly would deal with it. She didn't always need the chief to tell her the right thing to do.
"Where are you headed right now?" Molly asked Jesse.
"I need to talk to somebody smarter than me."
"You are?"
"I meant Dix,"